So the shift, and I suppose the shift means the move from the kind of achievement phase of your life to the meaning phase of your life. The way he talks about it was that when we're born, you know, we have no ideas of self. We're very pure, we're very simple. We haven't developed this ego yet. And you see it developing in your kids when they get to a certain age, don't you? This is my toy and I want this, and so-and-so's done this to me, and you know, and that carries through into adulthood in a more sophisticated way, doesn't it? Whether it's making money or status, or whether it's how you fit into society and, you know, fitting into what's expected of you of your parents, maybe having a family, maybe living in a certain way. So he talks about how that process can occur, from, you know, how that shift can occur. And he talks about these quantum moments,
mm-hmm.
which are where, you know, you have, I think of it as like where you have a kind of clear vision as to what you really want and what's important to you in life. And I reckon I've probably had those moments. Sometimes when I've read stuff or when I've been in a calm state of mind and I've seen through all of the rubbish, if you like, you know, what you've got to do to keep other people happy or to achieve goals that you've set yourself when you were younger, which actually are not that important, it's about how you live your life, how you maintain or improve your relationships, and how you have fulfillment in life. And one of the things that he says is, you know, about letting go. Because we're trying too hard, really, you know, we're not actually just letting go all those thoughts that are swirling around our head, which are things that we've been brought up to believe and to want and to need and all the rest of it, but actually letting go and just enjoying the